This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Welcome to our debut show on Free Speech TV. It was just about a year since my previous show, Uprising, was on the airwaves, and I'm thrilled to be back on FSTV. You can watch Rising Up with Sonali weekdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on FSTV, which is found on DirecTV, Dish Network, and Roku. Outrage over the price of EpiPen injectors has sparked national attention from the media and even from presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. The epinephrine injections are widely used in emergencies to treat life-threatening anaphylaxis of the sort that children with peanut allergies get. Consumers have been shocked at the whopping $600 price tag for the EpiPen. In 2009, the same medication cost about $100. Mylan, the company that bought the rights to manufacture the medication, has justified the price hike and even cited its donations of EpiPens to schools. But Mylan executives have seen their pay increase even faster than the price of the life-saving injections. Many see the EpiPen price hike as illustrative of the deep flaws in the U.S. healthcare system and the deregulation of pharmaceutical companies. Among them is my guest, Robert Wiseman. He's a public interest advocate and activist and the president of the group Public Citizen. Welcome to the program, Robert.
Great to be with you, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, how do you view this particular story? This is not isolated, is it, that this medication has seen a price hike? We have seen this happen to other medications over several years. Even as the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, has been implemented, this is the sort of thing that a universal, so-called universal healthcare system was supposed to protect us from, right?
Well, the Affordable Care Act actually was based on a deal with the drug companies that involved no controls over their pricing in exchange for them not opposing it legislatively. But in terms of what's, is this a standalone thing? The answer is absolutely not. So people are absolutely right to be infuriated about this, these outrageous price increases for a life-saving product. And it's interesting that it's a product that's heavily used by children, as you said, and you've got parents who are just apoplectic, angry about what's going on, and they're right to be. And that's really galvanizing, I think, a growing national movement is going to demand much more fundamental change. But it is not a standalone issue. Even the issue of just price spikes is now prevalent across the industries. And we're seeing more than 10% price increases year over year for the majority of drugs right now. So this is not unusual. And of course, the underlying problem is the starting price, which is way too high for all kinds of important medicines. As the industry has managed to secure longer and longer monopoly protections for its drugs, and then just use that monopoly power to rip off the American consumer.
Now, the price increase of EpiPen has been justified in a variety of ways. I want to play for you and our audience the CEO, Heather Bresch, speaking to CNBC, justifying the price increase. She's actually been doing a lot of rounds of media, and this is what she had to say.
As I put out today, just to try to help, because I know this is a complicated conversation around health care and insurance, that the $600 is a list price, that $608 is a list price. What Mylan takes from that, our net sales is $274, so $137 per pen. And against that, manufacturing the product, distributing the product, enhancing the product, investing. When we took over this product 8 years ago, there was very, very little awareness. We have doubled the lives of patients that are carrying an EpiPen. We have passed legislation in 48 states to allow undesignated EpiPens to be in schools. And what that means, there have been unfortunate, tragic events, like a 7-year-old in Virginia who died on the schoolyard because the school had EpiPens, but not in her name. So we fought. That takes time and resources to get out there and make sure that people are aware of the issues and that people understand that EpiPens need to be everywhere. I said, it's just like a defibrillator. When you are having a severe allergic reaction, you need EpiPen in seconds.
But surely, Heather, surely you must understand the outrage. As somebody I talked to last night said, people are outraged because it seems outrageous that the American Medical Association has said, this is basically the same product it was in 2009, and yet the price has gone up 300 or 400 fold.
So, look, no one's more frustrated than me. I've been in this business for 25 years.
But you're the one raising the price, though. How can you be frustrated?
My frustration is there's a list price of $608. There is a system. There are, I laid out that there are four or five hands that the product touches and companies that it goes through before it ever gets to that patient at the counter. No one, everybody should be frustrated. I am hoping that this is an inflection point for this country. Our healthcare is in a crisis. It's no different than the mortgage financial crisis back in 2007.
And that's Heather Bresch, the CEO of Mylan, which is the pharmaceutical company manufacturing EpiPen, trying to justify the price hike. $600 today, $100 in 2009. Meanwhile, executives like her have had their salaries go up. I understand her compensation is something like $18 million right now. Robert Wiseman with Public Citizen joining me. Robert, what do you make of her justifications, particularly the credit that she gives Mylan for getting EpiPens into schools across the country, and then her saying, nobody is more frustrated than I am?
Yeah, it's just astounding. I mean, you know, she presents well, so she's not Martin Shkreli, but oh my gosh. Look, they bought this product less than 10 years ago. They were selling it for about $60 a pen. They were making a fine profit on that. And now, as you say, it's about $100, you know, it was $100 five or six years ago, and now it's up to $600 for two. And nothing has changed in terms of how much it costs to make this product. And they did not spend any money developing this product. What she's saying is, gosh, we've spent a lot of money promoting the sales of the product. We've lobbied states and the federal government to require schools to buy the product. We've given it away as a promotional effort. And we have to raise the price because we're working so hard to increase our sales. It's pretty remarkable. Actually, the return on sales is more revenue. You know, it's not an extra cost for you.
And I think, Robert,
it's just astounding.
Yeah, the key issue, I think, that you just mentioned is they didn't spend money on developing the product. Pharmaceutical companies often cite that research and development as a big reason why they have to charge a lot for drugs, because they say, well, we poured so much money into developing it. Didn't there, in the case of this epinephrine injection, wasn't there taxpayer money involved in developing the drug in the first place?
There was some, and then Mylan didn't do the work anyway. I mean, they just bought
it. They bought it from Merck, right?
Yeah. So it's
so
it,
now
there's no research and development story here at all.
Right.
In terms of why their costs are so high, and moreover, you can't explain price increases if there actually had been substantial R&D investment that required a higher price. They would have set the price high in the first place. And they didn't. They've pursued a different kind of strategy, which is building up brand loyalty, expanding the market, and then steadily increasing price, as Forbes said, because they can.
Right. There was a news piece today that showed that as the price of the EpiPen increased 400% over that same period, executive salaries went up 600%. You referred in passing to Martin Shkreli, which I think is an interesting example. Last year, this young hedge fund investor who bought the rights to manufacture a particular HIV medication basically pushed the price up for a per pill cost from something like $13 to $750. Martin Shkreli has actually spoken out in defense of the EpiPen, not surprising. And he became the face of this, like the face of pharmaceutical greed last year. I think it's important for us to see someone like him just kind of openly come out and say it rather than gloss over it like Heather Bresch did.
Yeah, although the danger with Shkreli is that he's such an outlier and a bizarre character that he can be dismissed as an outlier. And it's clear in this example where you have a very presentable CEO but is basically carrying forward effectively the same kind of argumentation. That he appears to be an outlier, but he's not an outlier in terms of the kind of policies and price increases that Big Pharma is imposing on consumers for all kinds of products, not just EpiPens.
Now, what do you make of Hillary Clinton's response? She posted to her Facebook page saying that she basically called it outrageous, the latest troubling example of a company taking advantage of its consumers. She has come out earlier in her campaign very strongly supporting the Affordable Care Act. And her statement was very careful to not slam the ACA and simply relegate what is happening here to the with the EpiPen to a case of corporate greed. But as you pointed out, and others have pointed out, this company is doing it because the ACA allows it to, right?
Yeah, well, they have what amounts to an effective monopoly. They don't have a patent, but they have an effective monopoly, and so they're charging monopolist prices for it. The Clinton campaign is not going to go around and attack the Affordable Care Act, but they have been reasonably tough on the drug companies, and the candidate has spoken out. Their policy positions, if they were to adopt them, would go quite some way to controlling drug pricing in this country. So we'll see, and it adds on a whole host of things, and is always the case with politicians. Do they put forward an agenda? They actually work the agenda when they get elected, if they get elected. That's to be seen. But their policy agenda is not too bad.
So let's talk about what the problem is with people here right now being able to make ends meet. A parent of a child who has the kind of allergies that can bring on anaphylaxis lives in perpetual fear of not having one of these EpiPens around when their child needs it. Sure. And if you're a working class person, it really takes a big chunk out of your pay. Now, shouldn't health insurance, if you are insured through Obamacare, cover such costs? Why don't they?
Well, the answer is they do for a lot of people, but a lot of insurance plans require copays. The copays can be a decent size hit depending on your plan. And then many plans, including those offered through the exchange, have very high deductibles. So if you have a deductible of $1,500 or $2,500, meaning the insurance doesn't start paying for your healthcare costs over the course of a year until you first spend $1,500 or $2,500, then you're going to get no coverage on the EpiPen cost unless you've had other significant medical expenses in the course of the year. So the worst impact on consumers directly out-of-pocket cost is for people who have either are uninsured or have poor quality insurance plans. So there is a problem, and the copays and deductibles are horrible, and they're designed to deter use. But I think there's also a danger in letting Mylan off the hook, because Mylan's saying just that. Look, we don't want consumers to have to pay. We just want the insurance companies to have to pay, which is fine until you realize, well, when the insurance companies have costs, that just means consumers have costs. That just goes into what our rates are. So the answer can't be just foisted off on the consumer companies or the consumer corporate, the insurance companies. The answer has to be lower the price.
Right. Now, Mylan has come forward to try to do damage control because they see how this issue has just sparked in the media and drawn so much outrage among the public across political spectrums. And what they've done is offer some kind of savings coupon for the EpiPen that could bring the price down to $300 from $600. Are you satisfied by that response?
No. So actually, this is actually the standard playbook. They had in place before the new announcement a $100 coupon. And coupons are a big part of industry marketing now. And it's a way to try to, it's a fight between the drug companies and the insurance companies. It's a way for the drug companies to lessen the impact on the consumer of those deductibles and copays because they are deterrent to use. And the companies don't really care about that money. They care about the money they're getting have the product sold from the insurance company. It's no kind of systemic solution. It's also not going to be a sufficient solution for consumers. So exactly as you say, for the consumers in the worst situation who have to actually pay the $600, they're still going to be hit with $300. And it's also for viewers who don't know, this product is something that people buy, they tend to buy more than one of. So they want to have it with them at all times. People might have one at home, they might have one in the car, they might have one at school, they might have one at grandma's house. It's not unusual to buy three or four of them a year. And They expire after a year, and they legitimately expire. So they need to be replaced every year. So this is a year after year after year cost. It's kind of almost like a perfect product for myelin. And although it's a very useful health product, it's not a perfect product for consumers if they're being price gouged along the way.
Right. And so if myelin really wanted to do something about their poor public image, they could simply lower the price, just lower the price tag, right?
That's right. I think the only satisfactory answer to outrageous price increases is actually lowering your price.
And then the overall issue is, of course, our healthcare system and regulating it. There was an interesting Canadian response to what is happening in the U.S. The Globe and Mail published an article saying, you know, sort of to assuage Canadian customers, don't worry, this issue won't impact you. The regulatory pricing system here is different than in the U.S., and so we have not seen huge increases for the device year over year, said a particular spokesperson quoted in this article. I mean, it's just amazing. Right there, you have an example of why Canadians have a far superior healthcare system than do Americans, right?
Yeah, there's two parts to it. So the first thing is the cost, the price in Canada is about $100 per pen. So a third of what the price is here. And that's because of their controls on drug prices. But if you're a Canadian citizen and you need one of these things and you go to the pharmacy, the cost to you is zero.
Right.
And that's because they've got a single payer system.
Single payer, National Health Service. Canadians have it and we don't. And whether it is in our future or not certainly depends on the political situation. Robert, thank you for all the work you do. Give out a website for Public Citizen.
It's citizen.org.
And we'll post that.
Always great to be with you, Sonali.
Thank you, Robert. We'll post that to our website later today. My guest is Robert Wiseman, public interest advocate and activist, and he's the president of the group Public Citizen. Again, they're online at citizen.org. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.